Deuteronomy, chapter 33. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 33, verse 1, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. It was customary for a father to bless his children before he died. And in a way, Moses was like a dad to Israel. And he blesses them before he dies. 2. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in your hand. And they sat down at your feet. Every one shall receive of your words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. To be a nation, a group of people need land and a constitution. And God was about to give the Israelites their land, and he had already given them their constitution. The law he gave Moses on Mount Sinai is their constitution. And they agreed that God himself would be their king. So they're a nation, about to become one. Verse 6. Moses says, let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. Tribe of Reuben had some character flaws, which is what we're going to see in the future, Judges chapter 5. And those flaws will threaten the safety of that tribe, so the prayer is that they won't cease to exist. Verse 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and you be an help to him from his enemies. Because of Judah's position among the tribes, she was always out in front, which also meant that she was the first in battle. That's a good reason for Moses to pray for her success in battle. Verse 8, and of Levi, he said, let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you did prove at Massah, and with whom you did strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children. For they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and whole burnt offering upon your altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hand. Smite through the loins of them who rise against him, and of them who hate him, that they rise not again. During the golden calf incident, the tribe of Levi stuck by God when others walked away from him. They didn't only refused to worship that golden calf, they also put to death the Israelites who did. They loved God more than their friends and their relatives, and for that they are commended and blessed. 12. And of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. Benjamin is promised peace and security. God will live among them, and God will protect them. 13. And of Joseph he said, "Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that couches beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him who was separated from his brethren." Moses speaks of material prosperity for the tribe of Joseph. 17. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. The tribe of Joseph was actually divided into two tribes, that of his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and here they are blessed with words of military success. 18. And of Zebulun he said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar, in your tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand." These two tribes could expect to see God's daily blessings in their lives. Verse 20. And of Gad he said, "Blessed be he who enlarges Gad. He dwells as a lion and tears the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated. And he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel." The tribe of Gad is commended here. They were given a portion of land east of the Jordan River, but they still fought like lions on behalf of their brothers and sisters over on the west side of the river, in the promised land. 22. And of Dan he said, "Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan like a lion's cub. There was potential in Dan for great strength." 23. And of Naphtali he said, "O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south." Naphtali would dwell close to the Sea of Galilee, which means that they would have a nice, fertile area to live in. Verse 24, and of Asher he said, "Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your shoes shall be iron and brass, and as your days, so shall your strength be." Asher's lifestyle wouldn't just be comfortable, it would be extravagant. That's clear from the fact that they wouldn't simply have their feet anointed with oil, but actually dipped in oil. 26. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. And again, that means the upright one, who rides upon the heaven in your help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is your refuge. and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before you, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, and who is the sword of your excellency? And your enemies shall be found liars unto you, and you shall tread upon their high places. It wouldn't matter what came against Israel. God would be right there, flexing his infinite muscle to deliver them. He rides the clouds, which speaks of his power. He's like a divine cavalry, always there to save the day for Israel, as long as they're walking with him. That was the only prerequisite to all sorts of blessings, as we have seen in these last three books of the Bible, actually four.